with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Donald Trump said Thursday night that he launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria after he spent weeks decrying the group for targeting Christians. Quote, tonight at my direction as commander-in-chief, the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorist scum in northwest Nigeria, who have been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians at levels not seen for many years and even centuries, unquote. That from President Trump on his social media site. Last month, Trump said he'd ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria following reports of Christian persecution. Christmas celebrations have been held around the world, all tied together by hope and the spirit of togetherness.
Christmas Day Mass was held at Notre Dame in Paris, where Paris Archbishop Laurent Ulrich delivered a homily focused on peace amid ongoing global conflicts. In Germany, people were seen in Santa hats getting ready to take a cold Christmas Day plunge in Berlin's Oranje Lake. The winter swimmers braved waters that were almost freezing. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Christians in the southern city of Tyre celebrated Christmas Mass. Mass-goers shared a resounding message that even through all the hardships, they still carry hope in their hearts. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Another powerful storm system that could cause more flooding and mudslides is rolling across Southern California. Forecasters say the region could experience its wettest Christmas in years, increasing the risk of debris flows in areas scorched by wildfires last January. This is SRN News. Another city declares itself a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolfert, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolfert is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of people who describe themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. Another 12% believe they will experience eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. This is SRN News. Delaware authorities have identified a heroic state trooper who was shot dead this week at a motor vehicle office near Wilmington.
34-year-old Corporal Matthew Ty Snook was working overtime on Tuesday when he was shot. Authorities say Snook pushed an employee to safety before being shot again. He later died at the hospital, as did the gunman, who was shot by another officer. Snook, a Delaware native and University of Maryland grad, was a trooper for 10 years. He's survived by his wife and a one-year-old daughter. Rich Thomason reporting.
Trump-backed candidate Nasri Azfura has won Honduras's presidential election, according to electoral authorities. This result continues Latin America's shift to the right following Chile's recent election of a conservative leader. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.